You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to episode 26 of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. And today I've got two things for you. The first one is a little waxing philosophical, but I think you'll be very interested about the reality of dreams. And then following that, something very down to earth and practical, some great questions, some great exercises, and lots of things for you to take away and consider that can help you to radically change your life. So a little bit of philosophy, a little bit of a laugh, and then some good solid stuff to take home. What I'm doing today is reading you two articles. The first one I wrote in August 2005, and it's called I Dream, Therefore I Am. That, of course, is the waxing philosophical one. And after that, the grounded one, though it doesn't sound too grounded, is called What If? And I wrote that one in February 2008. So from the top, are you sitting comfortably or walking comfortably if you're listening to this on your iPod or dancing comfortably? But in any case, here we go. This is I Dream, Therefore I Am. How real are your dreams? Looking back on a dream where you were flying, for example, you may answer, nothing like real life at all. But consider the question again, how real are your dreams? How real did the flying feel? Did you feel the elation or the fear? Did you believe totally in the dream? Did you have any idea, while in the middle of your dream, that you had a parallel real life? One where you were asleep in bed at the same time as you were flying. How often have you woken from a dream still believing momentarily that you had committed that crime, forgotten to feed a baby, had sex with an ex-lover or lost a tooth? And how relieved did you feel to discover it was a dream? If your dream felt so real while you were in it, even though it may seem absurd looking back, how sure can you be that this waking life you are experiencing right now is not a dream? Because it's not absurd, it's real, you might reply. Ah, so, I might answer. Around 350 BC, the Chinese sage Luang Tzu famously pondered, I dreamed I was a butterfly, flitting around the sky. Then I awoke. Now I wonder, am I a man who dreamed of being a butterfly? Or am I a butterfly dreaming that I am a man? How easily we believe the reality of our dreams until we awaken. How easily we believe the reality of our waking life until we awaken. A few weeks ago, I was listening to a light-hearted conversation on the radio as I was driving around the city. The subject was existentialism. The object was humour. Oh, quipped the presenter, looking for the best way to communicate the basics of existentialist philosophy. So, if nothing exists beyond myself, and things are only as I imagine them to be, then I can forget about washing the dishes at night because they're not really there. I laughed, switched off the radio, and parked the car. That night, in my dream, I was running fluidly and happily through a meadow, enjoying the feeling of cool air on my skin, the scent of the flowers, the freedom of movement, the rhythm of running, when I noticed a slight haze beside me. As I looked closer, I saw that the haze was a dancing cloud of flying insects. There were many varieties, shapes, sizes, colours, and speeds of flight. It occurred to me that they were probably slowing my run, crowding my space, distracting my joy. I thought, but if nothing exists beyond myself and things are only as I imagine them to be, then I can forget about these insects slowing me down because they're not really there. At that, the haze of insects cleared and my run quickened to a higher level of cruise. Dreams process our waking life experiences, especially the last 24 to 48 hours, comparing them to our past experiences, measuring them alongside our accumulated beliefs about life, and generating the latest update on our view of the world. Dream language is not literal, but if you squint sideways at any dream, you'll see how it relates to your life. My latest update, it seemed, reminded me that things are only as real as I imagine them to be. When you focus on life's little irritations, insects, they become distracting. When you realize things are only irritating if you choose to see them that way, they disappear. Attitude is a choice. Existentialism became popular during and after World War II, when people were struggling to find meaning in the chaos of war. But it was Descartes who, in the 17th century, concluded that I think, therefore I am. In other words, things are only as you think them to be, including yourself. The dirty dishes and the insects, like world wars, probably do exist, but your experience of life is shaped by how you view them. If you see the insects as irritating, they will irritate you. If you do not see them as irritating, they will not irritate you. What was once a problem is no longer so. I'm going to break and reading this article at the moment to just mention that a dog has just walked in the room. So that heavy panting you can hear is a dog. Not a haze of insects. I'm not going to be irritated by it. I will continue to read the article. Attitude is a choice. The dirty dishes still seem to exist, but a slight shift in your attitude towards them can take the sting out of clearing up after the party. War still exists, but a slight shift in your attitude towards it can be healing. How might your dreams tonight process this suggestion? When you understand how you think about the world, you understand your experience of life. When you change how you think about the world, you change your experience of life. The beauty of learning how to understand your dreams is that they reveal how your thinking, beliefs, and attitudes about the world have developed since your birth. You become more understanding of other people and how their attitudes and beliefs have developed. You begin to understand that it is not, I think, therefore I am, but I dream, therefore I am. How real is your waking life? As real as the dreams that nightly update your attitude towards it. Are you ready to wake up to your dreams? Food for thought. Food for dreaming. I'll do the dishes. So that's the end of that article. Now, Cheng Su may have questioned whether his reality was as a man or a butterfly. And I wonder if he ever asked, what if I am a butterfly? You know, he was a wise sage, but I'm sure, like all of us, he encountered problems and situations in his life that he had to sit down and look at and think, you know, how can I solve this? And I wonder if he ever asked himself, what if I was a butterfly? If I was a butterfly, how would I solve this situation? You know, he might have said, well, I'm a butterfly. I'm only here for a day, so let's just enjoy it while it lasts. He may have said, I'm a butterfly. I can fly above the situation. I can flitter, flutter and look down on it and see life differently. Who knows? There could be many answers and many insights can be gained by looking at a problem or a situation in your life and just pitching that question, what if? And that is my segue, good or bad, into my second article, which is called What If?, which I wrote in February 2008. Meanwhile, the dog has kind of settled down to sleep, so any background noises, you'll know what they are. A man dreamed he was crawling over a mosaic floor, checking for missing tiles. The job seemed endless. What if he climbed the stairs and looked down on the mosaic floor instead of crawling over it? Would the missing tiles be easier to spot? We'll come back to Mosaic Man and his dream later, but to get the most from this podcast, first play some more What If games with me. So in the ones that I'm going to read out now, see if you can come up with your own answers. A woman dreamed she was in a bar and no one was serving her. What if she walked round to the other side of the counter and served herself? A man dreamed he was drowning. What if he inflated his life jacket? What if he started to swim? What if he removed his heavy shoes? What if he just let go? A woman dreamed she was late for a plane. What if she phoned the airport and asked for the plane to wait? What if she decided to miss the plane and choose another destination? What if she remembered she was the pilot so she could go in her own time? A man dreamed he had more bags than he could carry. What if, I hope you're thinking of some what ifs of your own at this stage, what if he put down some of the bags and travelled lighter? What if he hired a truck to deliver the bags? What if he distributed the bags among the people he was travelling with? What if he looked inside the bags and re-evaluated the contents? What if he asked himself why he was carrying the bags in the first place? So you're getting the hang of this? Keep going with the game for a bit longer. And because you're listening to us on a podcast, remember you can press pause and have a think before listening to the rest. A man dreamed he woke up to find himself in a prison cell. What if he started to dig an escape tunnel? What if he decided to spend his long years in jail writing his memoirs? What if he decided to write to people he had wronged to make amends? What if he discovered the door was unlocked and left? What if he scolded himself for falling asleep on the job, finished cleaning the cell, and went home? A woman dreamed she came across a fork in the road. What if she took the left turning? What if she took the right turning? What if she left the road and went cross-country? What if she tossed a coin to decide on her next step? What if she followed the footprints in the snow? What if she picked up the fork? Now, did you beat me to that last line? On the left hand, I couldn't resist the joke. And on the right hand, I wanted to remind you that when we're talking about dreams, anything is possible. Dreams love puns. So to dream of finding a fork, cutlery, on the road may symbolise reaching a fork, a decision point. More importantly, dreams reveal our personal perceptions and understandings of life. So when you ask what if questions about a dream you've had, make sure you question your perception of the dream situation as well as alternative outcomes. The final what if for Prison Man, for example, questioned his perception of the dream situation. What if he wasn't imprisoned at all, but had simply momentarily forgotten he was cleaning the cell and was always free to go? So much for the game, but how can all of this help you to interpret your dreams and introduce positive changes into your life? Most dreams are metaphors, stories that parallel your waking life situation. When you sleep, your right brain is more active than your left logical brain, and so it expresses itself in metaphors. The trick is to find the situation in your waking life described by your dream metaphor. So Mosaic Man, for example, thought about his dream of endlessly crawling over a mosaic floor, checking for missing tiles. He could see the link with his work situation. He was a business owner and had recently lost several members of staff to a competing business. For months, he had been preoccupied with these losses, trying to work out why they were leaving and who might leave next. He saw the mosaic floor as his staff network, the foundation of his business. and he saw the individual lost tiles as the lost staff. He could see from his dream that he was so focused on the details of individual staff losses that he was losing sight of the big picture. When he thought about what if he climbed the stairs and looked down on the mosaic floor instead of crawling over it, his whole perception shifted. He realized his business was suffering because he had lost touch with the big picture, with what his business was about, how it was seen, how he marketed it, how he communicated the whole network, and much more. He saw that he needed to make the changes that encouraged staff to stay and the business to thrive. We tell children fairy stories, don't we? And they're just metaphors to help them understand life's challenges. We tell parables and Zen stories to throw light on our lives. It's sometimes easier and less confronting to help someone forward by sharing a metaphor than by discussing their situation more directly. We respond to the suggestions embedded in fairy stories, in parables and in other metaphors. Our unconscious mind particularly embraces this format. Metaphors speak the language of the unconscious mind, the language of dreams. So if you're the kind of person who tends to focus on small details and miss the big picture, it's very likely that my little dream story about Mosaic Man has already filtered through to your unconscious mind. It will be there for you when you need it. And neatly encompassed in the same dream metaphor is the reverse suggestion that sometimes you may need to get closer to the small details to get in touch with things you may overlook in the big picture. So here's the thing. Most dreams are one-sided metaphors, highlighting our often one-sided perception of life. The woman who dreamed she wasn't getting served at the bar was viewing her unconscious mind's summary that her needs were not being served. She looked at her dream and could relate it to her waking life, but what to do next? She knew she wasn't getting her needs met, but didn't know what to do about it. By asking what if questions of her dream scenario, you help yourself to see your options. So it never occurred to Thirsty Lady to serve herself. She had an unconscious belief in waiting and waiting and waiting. Changing the metaphor, asking what if questions and imagining the results, changed her attitude by changing her perception. So you see, this is another form of dream alchemy practice, the practice of transforming your unconscious perceptions and beliefs by changing the dream outcome. Drowning Man had always relied on people to save him. He let life happen to him, rather than making life happen according to his choices. By asking what-if questions and imagining the outcomes, he realized he did have choices. He saw his passive let-it-happen-to-me approach and decided to be more active, to start swimming towards his goals and make it happen. So I've given you some ready-made metaphors in this podcast, metaphors you can apply to various everyday life situations. There might be somewhere in your life right now where you can remove your heavy shoes when you feel you are drowning, or choose a better destination when you are obviously intent on making yourself late for your plane, or reevaluate the load you are carrying, or realize you're only as imprisoned as you believe, or that what you imagined to be a fork in the road was a complete misunderstanding. So next time you have a dream with an unsatisfactory ending, ask yourself many what-if questions. Imagine all the possible outcomes. Then look for the life situation that parallels your dream. Once you have matched your dream metaphor to a life situation, you can apply your what-ifs to your life situation and strike gold. What if, starting today, you dream weave a new vision of how you are in the world? So that's the what if article. We've had some feedback on these recent podcasts where instead of interpreting callers' dreams, I've been reading some articles that I've written and had some very positive and lovely feedback, including A couple of people that said what they really like about the fact of podcasts is that you don't just listen once. You can actually listen, have a think about it, come back and listen again, particularly if you're subscribed to iTunes or somewhere, you can listen to it on your iPod. So you can revisit what might be quite a deep, a meaningful or thought-provoking article and listen to it a few times and until you get the perspective from many different angles. So that's great feedback, and thank you for that. And I do encourage you to listen to this one again. And you've now got 7 days, if you're listening to this on the day that it's been released, to apply lots of what-if questions to your dreams and to deeply consider whether you are a person dreaming you're a proverbial butterfly or whether you're a butterfly dreaming you're a person until our next episode. So, and of course, if you're listening to this in retrospect, if you're flicking back through our many episodes of The Dream Show, you've got all the time in the world to revisit this and all the previous 25 episodes. And of course, to let plenty of people know that there's all this wonderful dream stuff to listen to. If you'd like to come on the show and have a dream interpreted, please email me and we can do that as well. And of course, there's plenty of information on my website at www.dream.net.au. And that's also how you can contact me if you'd like a confidential appointment with me by email or by phone to look very deeply at one of your own dreams and to look at how you can ask yourself what-if questions and what you can do with your dream and your dream interpretation to bring in some positive changes in your life and begin to get what you want out of your life. So thanks for being with me for another episode of The Dream Show, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson. Until then, what if?
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.